5 years ago, there were just 68 early Head Start programs in the United States. That's when it was brand new. Today, there are close to 700 programs funded by the federal government and serving low-income families with infants and toddlers. A recent national evaluation of early Head Start shows these children, after a year or more in the program, outscoring similar groups of low-income children in everything from social skills to language development. Barbara Mantell visited an early Head Start program in the Bronx to see it at work.
The Kingsbridge Heights Community Center is located smack in the middle of a residential neighborhood. Multifamily homes line the hilly street on either side of the center's main building, a 100-year-old brick edifice that used to be the police precinct. It's an ethnically diverse neighborhood and includes immigrants from Latin America, Africa, and recently Kosovo. They're often working poor. Some receive public assistance. Nella Cumming directs the center's Early Head Start program.
Our families are struggling. They often are coming in with very challenging life histories. We have a lot of teen moms who have been homeless or have had histories of drug addiction, have been abused. There's a high rate of parents who have been abused in our program.
A family caseworker knocks on the office door to collect $50 from the center's emergency fund for a mom who's running out of food.
She can just take the check, cash it, and
she has to take it to C-Town.
To C-Town. Got it. Okay.
The mom in question is 22-year-old Michelle Guadarrama, the soft-spoken mother of 3-year-old Jace and 11-month-old Jesse. This is the first time Michelle has had to ask the center for money. Her live-in boyfriend of 4 years, a security guard, hasn't had a job assignment in a month. Michelle quit her own job as a cashier after Jesse was born. Michelle takes the check a few blocks away to C-Town, the supermarket for savings, according to its sign, and shops for the bread, milk, meat, fruits, and vegetables she wants her kids to eat.
Because my mother never taught me to eat vegetables and drink a lot of water. I'm trying to teach them what my mom didn't teach me.
Michelle's boyfriend, David Rodriguez, trails behind, reading from the store circular.
You got a Goya beans, 3 16-ounce bags for $2.
David is also 22, a slender man who could pass for a teen. David says if only he had a high school degree and a pistol license for work, he'd make a lot more money and it would be easier for him to get work. David and Michelle's 11-month-old is enrolled in the Early Head Start program at the center. Jesse attends what's called baby school, 4 days a week, 2 hours each day. But Early Head Start doesn't focus just on Jesse. Staffers also work with parents. It's where Michelle learned about nutrition. It's where she attends support groups, where she takes a resume writing class, and where she and David study for their high school equivalency diplomas. Michelle someday would like to be an office manager. Director Nella Cumming says the children benefit in the end.
A big part of parenting is for the parent to feel satisfied themselves so that they have something to give to their child. If they don't feel that they're contributing or they don't feel like they have a purpose in life, then they don't have anything really to give back to their child.
Many of the moms, when they first join the Kingsbridge Heights Early Head Start program, don't feel good about themselves. According to researchers at nearby Albert Einstein College of Medicine, a lot of them are clinically depressed, and their children are less compliant, less playful, and more aggressive than other children in the program. But whether the moms are depressed or not, and Michelle is not, all the children studied smile less, play less, and are more aggressive compared to middle-class suburban toddlers. It's just this kind of gap that Early Head Start is meant to bridge.
Good morning, Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Michelle brings Jesse to baby school in the morning, and she stays unless she has a class in the building. At this and some other Early Head Starts, parents are required to stay and play with their kids. The whole premise of the program is to help the child develop by fostering the parent-child relationship.
Tap, tap, tap the spoon. Tap, tap, tap the spoon.
Lisette Donovan is one of the baby school teachers, and she's sitting with Michelle at a child-sized wooden table while Jesse uses a plastic spoon to smear yellow pudding around a tray and on himself.
You want the bowl? Bowl. Tap, 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 tap.
We want him to imitate, and so far he's doing that. He's imitating, he's forming sounds, and eventually we'll get him to do, you know, to say the words that we're saying. And the mom follows up at home. She does these activities at home.
When I let them do the same thing, make a little mess, because they tell me that by babies feeling the different textures and putting things in their mouth. They learn, they have different abilities.
Family caseworkers follow up what goes on at home with monthly visits. Michelle's is in the afternoon. Michelle's older son, Jace, has just woken from a nap, but he's very cranky and demanding candy. So Michelle has given him a timeout, and Jill Weinstein, her caseworker, has gently suggested that 10 minutes might be too long for a three-year-old.
I used to give him like 2, 3, 4 minutes, but it doesn't work with him.
A compromise is struck, and Michelle ends the timeout after 5 minutes. Jill Weinstein's main mission on this home visit, though, is to assess 11-month-old Jesse's development to catch any problems early.
Number two, does Jesse follow one simple command, such as come here, or give it to me, or put it back? Should we try? Yeah. Jesse!
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 Come here!
Come here!
Come here!
Come here!
Come here!
Come yeah! Here.
The assessment takes about 45 minutes, and Jesse's doing just fine. Michelle's caseworker will come to her home again in another 4 weeks. Michelle says she doesn't find the visits or the advice intrusive.
I feel comfortable with her, and I don't see her much as a social worker. I see her more as a friend, and it doesn't bother me.
But do the visits really help? That's the kind of thing researchers at Albert Einstein College of Medicine are trying to find out. They'll be interviewing the parents and children from this Early Head Start program every 5 months. Researchers will look to see if parental depression lifts over time and if the children begin to catch up to their middle-class peers. Parents in the neighborhood must think something good is going on. There are 35 families on a waiting list to get in. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.